Joel, I still promised you that we would do our thing tonight. So this is the time that we have for Joel's pick, because we have Mike DeFabo, who will be joining us in less than 20 minutes. Mark Cabali will join us just after 9 o'clock. So, Joel, what do you got for me?
Donnie, once I found out you were going to be doing the show from Dino's a handful of days ago, I figured, okay, the perfect Joel's pick is going to be, what are Donnie Chedrick's top five wing flavors at Dino's?
Oh,
I know what your number one is, but I want to hear the rest of the list.
So number one is definitely their sweet and hot. It is that might be my favorite all time wing flavor of anywhere, because I just have not been able to find a place anywhere in or around Pittsburgh that has been able to match what Dino's has been able to do with the sweet and hot. So that is absolutely number one. My number two Dino's wing sauce is the Slicker, which is like the spicy barbecue type flavor. That one is, I use that, you know, sometimes it's, you know what, like a pitcher's go-to will be the fastball, and then they'll bring in the off-speed. That's sort of like my off-speed Dino's wing flavor, Joel. The fastball is always going to be the sweet and hot, but, you know, you bring in something to change things up, and it's going to be the Slicker. Number three is honey mustard. And all of their flavors, at least to my knowledge, and they certainly taste this way, are like from scratch, in-house, homemade. So that makes it a little bit more special too. Their honey mustard is outstanding. I've had that on plenty of occasions. You know, if I want to go with sweet and hot, where it's a case of sweet and hot, and maybe I want to go with something that is, you know, completely the other direction, that's when I'm going to go with a honey mustard flavor, a black and gold type flavor. That one is really good. I'll put that at number three. Number four, I will just go with their traditional buffalo. They also have a sauce here that is called like the Lewis, and then the even hotter Lewis. Those are like their hottest sauces. Their just traditional hot wing is a step below those. It's like there's almost like a buttery twist to it, so it's not just like, hey, they put some Frank's Red Hot on this thing and they called it a day. Like, there is definitely a mix of a butter type flavor to kind of sweeten it a hair, and I think that's a really good one. So that's what I would put at number four. And then number five, I will go with a like dry rub Cajun slash Chipotle here. I like to mix it up with these every now and then too. And I know that this ranking would sound similar no matter where I was doing it, just given my preferences, because I am somebody who loves a sweet and hot type flavor, and the other ones are pretty traditional sounding. But you toss in a dry rub in there, and that can be a nice way to mismatch like a saucy wing. Because we may have had this conversation too before, Joel. I like a good sauced wing, like covered with like a healthy amount of sauce. I don't like when it's over saturated.
Of course.
I don't like when it's like sopping in whatever sauce it's in, and where it's like, okay, are you putting this much sauce on because you're trying to hide the actual quality of wing? Because, you know, sometimes you'll hit places where the sauce is pretty light, but the actual wing quality itself is really good. I was in D.C. over the weekend. I had a place that was just like that, where it was a kind of a hint of the flavor I was looking for, but the actual wings themselves, the actual chicken, was really good. So, yeah, I think I would definitely go sweet and hot one. Slicker, honey mustard, just traditional hot, and then I would go with the like Cajun dry rub after that. But this is absolutely a place, Joel, that you have to try to get out to and try their wings. I don't know if there's at any point where with your busy schedule, you're able to make it out here and maybe go to a training camp practice and then come here either before or after. But I'm telling you, this is a place that I think you would really enjoy.
I'm gonna find a way at some point, Donnie. I will find a way to get myself to Dino's in Latrobe and get my hands on as many of the wing sauces as I can.
They have other stuff on the menu too, to where, like, it's one of those places where everything is good. Sometimes you'll have a place and it's, hey, they're known for their wings, they're known for their burgers. Like, okay, the wings are certainly better here. The burgers are really good here too, but it's like everything you get here is good. I brought it up to the guys earlier that they have like a wing pizza where you can get like pizza just topped with chicken, and you can get whatever sauce is on their list. So you can get like a sweet and hot pizza. And I think Sarah got one of those actually a little bit earlier, and I'm already excited about the leftovers with that, Joel. So I don't know where you come down on that kind of thing, or quesadillas.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, like quesadillas with sweet and hot chicken in there. It's a pretty outstanding menu. Their black and gold burger, I think, is the one that is like a burger that is bunned on the top and bottom by a grilled cheese.
Wow.
I don't know if you ever had anything like that.
No, but that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so I think that's definitely where I would go with my five wing flavors. But again, you know, if you're somebody that's out in the area at any point over the course of training camp, you really can't miss with anything on the Dino's menu. So you come here before or after practice on a day like this, you try to come in here and cool off, and you're gonna bat 1,000 with what they are able to offer menu wise. We may have to do this for the next couple of these though, Joel, because I think we're together
next Thursday, right?
Yeah, next Thursday I'll be at the Steel City Sport and Social at Live Casino. So I think I may be trying some wings there too. I had some tonight before the show, but I think I may also be trying some next week at Live Casino. So a live review could be in order. I also could tell, I don't know how long you'll be at the station, but we could send back some wings for you, Joel, if you wanted to try the famous sweet and hot, because we do have T-Bird, we have Gabe here, the guys setting up. We could send them back with wings. They did that for Charlie last year. So just let us know. Just shoot me a text, Joel.
If they can make it for 11:30 tonight, it might work out.
I think we can make that happen. I think we could absolutely make that happen. So you just send me a text, Joel, or we'll just send like 10 sweet and hot wings your way after this show. We'll take care of you, buddy. But coming up, Mike DeFabo from The Athletic. He will join us at 8 p.m. Mike is a Latrobe native. He went to Greater Latrobe High School. He'll hop on with me here in a couple of minutes. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's hot. Potential rain tomorrow. You know those pop-up showers that you get in the summertime. Both Pittsburgh and Latrobe prone to those showers as well. So if you are out at training camp, there's a chance of those showers coming in and hitting you. Temps could reach the low 90s tomorrow. So another hot one for the second Steelers practice of training camp 2025. Mike DeFabo, he joins us at 8. We are live from Dino's in Latrobe right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.